This is the vision of the Great Library. Light a candle and sit down before the candle and close your eyes. See the candle flame with your inner vision. You are drawn to step into the candle flame and to bathe in its fire. The fire does not burn you, but it gives you a sense of balance and of focus. And with that sense of balance and focus, you reach deeper into the flames and find yourself passing into the void through the fire. You pass into a place of stillness and silence. There is no time here. There is no movement and there is no substance. Your spirit expands beyond yourself and you find yourself spreading out in the void, being pure consciousness, no body, no emotions, no restrictions. You remember what this feels like, and you remember that you were in this place before you were born, and that you will return here when you die. And yet you are still conscious, always. You spread out further, and you feel all things pass through you as they pass through the void and out into manifestation. And you feel things passing through you as they pass back into the void and they spread out into consciousness. You are still here. There is silence here. It is peaceful and calm. A voice calls you in the distance, and you go towards that call. And you remember your intent to go to the Great Library. And you find yourself passing through the void, through flame once more, and through a doorway, stepping into a large hall. As you look around the large hall, it has pillars which are giant trees that stretch up as far as you can see. And in between the pillars are bookshelves with books and scrolls, with tablets, papyrus, as everything you can think of that holds information. You look around it in awe. It goes on and on and on. And there are people there. One of the people notices you and comes and asks if you need help. You tell them that you are there to learn. They look at you for a moment and put a hand upon you to feel who you are. And then they direct you to an area of the library, saying that this is a place where you can learn. You run your hands across the books and the scrolls, and something draws your attention. You pick up the book and attempt to read it, but the contact tells you that that is not how you gain information from this place. These books and scrolls are the memories and knowledge of people who have gone before you. And when they have died, their complete wisdom and knowledge has been collected and placed here. You hold the book, and the contact tells you to hold the book to your head, or to eat it, or to put it into yourself. And you choose one of those things to do, and you feel the knowledge beginning to seep into you. You cannot access it directly. It is something that will unfold from you in time. They tell you to look around the library, to discover all of its secrets. There are many passageways, many halls, many great doors with guardians. These are the great temples that still exist in the inner worlds. And over time you can come here and go to these doorways and ask the guardians for access. You see that some of them have strange magical symbols upon them. These are keys. And one day you'll be given one of these keys to access any of these places. To explain that, the inner contact holds up a hand, and in the palm of his hand is a magical sigil. This is his key. He tells you to remember it when you come out of vision, so that you can find his information and find him through this sigil. He tells you to come back here as many times as you can, to come and study here, to come and learn, ask questions, and to explore. And there will be one day when you'll be asked to help here and to store information here. You can come back on your own and spend a lot of time here, but for now you must leave. You go back towards the great door, and the contact that talked to you walks with you. They explain that this place is held in the inner worlds and will be here for a long time, and has been here for a long time, and that all magical and spiritual information, information about medicine, information about science, everything can be found here if you know where to look. And you will find out how to look by coming here and practicing. They take you to the great door, which is the entrance to the library. The doors swing open and they look out over a desert. In the distance you see the great mountains and river of death. In the opposite direction you will see a great crack in the earth, which is the abyss. These are other places that you can also come to by going through the library and walking down the steps into the desert, which is the tree of life. You walk down the steps, and the steps go down and down until you look back and realize that the library is on top of a great step pyramid. You climb down to the bottom where there is two Sandalphon waiting for you, two beings who are the companions of humanity. They have long hair that sweep away their footsteps, and their legs go down deep into the sand as they are the skin of the earth. They walk with you in the desert and walk you towards the mists. These mists are the gateway into the void. They make you stand for a moment before you pass back into the mist, and one of them scoops a handful of sand and blows it into your face, so the sand gets in your eyes and in your mouth. This sand holds the wisdom of the tree of life, of this desert, of this place of humanity. And with that they leave you, and you step into the mists. Once more you pass into the void, into stillness, spreading out. And in your consciousness, in this free and still place, you can feel the information that was put into you from the book. It is almost like a name that is on the tip of your tongue, but you can't say it. It's there, but you can't unravel it yet. But there will come a day when you will need this information, and it will open up for you, and you will know how to do something that you didn't know you could do. That is the knowledge of the library passing through you. You absorb this while being into the void, and you enjoy the stillness and the silence. This is a place you should also come to often, every day if you can, stepping briefly into that stillness and allowing it to wash over you. This place will give you focus, it will give you roots, and it will give you a deeper understanding of yourself. When you are ready, you step forward out of the void with the intention of going back to your body, and you step through the flame and seat yourself down once more. You feel how difficult it is to feel so restricted in a physical body, and you realize what a sacrifice it is for a soul to come into life. And from that point on, you make the decision to make the most of what you can through this life, so that your soul is not repeatedly put through such a difficult situation. You look at the candle flame. You see the stillness within the candle flame. And when you are ready, you use your breath to send the flame back into the void. You sit in the darkness and the stillness, and you bring that sense of the void fully into your body, and you are at peace, without emotion, without movement. You just are. And when you are ready, you open your eyes.